Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello and welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BT and Do Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swiger. Yeah, sorry, we're a little bit late today, aren't we? Yeah, it's just been a busy, busy Tuesday. But anyways, yes, it's April 28th, 2015. All of the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Could be less. There wasn't a lot. So, did you order an Apple Watch? Were you disappointed you didn't get your Apple Watch? Well, join the crowd. Market research company Slice Intelligence has put a number saying about how many people actually did get their Apple Watch, and it's around 22%. Yuck. Yeah, only 22% got their orders by the weekend, the official date when Apple said the watches would actually become available. And because of the widespread confusion as the device's availability, a source actually inside Apple who wants to remain anonymous, I can't imagine why, saying the launch is being viewed internally as a major screw-up.
I'd have to agree with that.
So if Apple knew demand was outstripping supply and vast numbers of customers were basically going to be waiting weeks for their watches, why on earth did Apple go ahead and decide on the April 24th release date? It's called boom, 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 under pressure. Well, with some bad news from Apple, there's always some good news from Apple, at least internally in the company. Apple Pay is finally going to be covering every major U.S. credit card very soon. Yes, there was one holdout, the Discover card. And I guess Discover finally discovered that no one would discover them unless they were on Apple Pay. Yes, the credit card firm signed a deal that will see its customers be able to buy goods and services with their iPads, their iPhones, and even their Apple Watches, if you ever get it. And this lovely charging service will be available to you coming this fall. They're actually saying probably around October, maybe November. So it's still a ways off. Facebook Messenger has went the Skype route, in a way. Looks like the Zuck team has had it with Skype, and they're doing their own little thing now. Oh yeah, that's right, Facebook's going to jump into that video calling competition with its Messenger app. All you got to do is launch a video call inside a conversation by simply tapping on the new camera icon that's in the right-hand corner. By the way, to see that, you're going to have to update your app. This is available on iOS and Android. Then the recipient will be able to accept or reject your call. Another thing nice, it can actually make calls between Android and iOS devices. So yeah, that's kind of like Skype. However, unlike Skype and those that actually have iMessage on your Mac, Facebook's new messaging calling feature only works between smartphones. That means you can't call your friend that's on a laptop right now. And finally, I told you it was going to be one hell of a short show today, and it is. Today's and finally actually comes from Ryan, who's actually one of our BTN listeners, sent over a story. Remember, if you got a story, no one else will listen, send it to us. Well, he did. Well, this story's about Ryan and his iPhone and its falling adventure. Ryan, who is from Switzerland, decided to take a nice little cruising flight over the Alps on April 13th. No, not the best day to take one of those flights. Yeah, at about 5,500 feet, around 200 miles an hour, he was sitting there just taking some beautiful shots on his iPhone until, yeah, that sucker got sucked right out of the plane. Now, you think at this point Ryan would be panicking? I know I would, but no. He was saying, hey, all my data's in the cloud, everything's good. But there is that one question at the back of Ryan's mind, where the hell is my iPhone? Well, a few of his friends decide to take an interesting trip and try to find that little sucker. Now, mind you, it took him about 1.5 hours to drive back to the mountain, and once they got close, they could start forcing an option to kind of ping where that iPhone was. Lo and behold, after about 5 minutes walking around, boom, there's the iPhone. Laying in a bed of leaves. Almost like the iPhone had its little manger. So he picked up the phone thinking, you know, this thing is gonna freaking just fall apart on me. And amazingly, no it wasn't. The screen wasn't even cracked. And I know you're thinking he must have had this one hell of expensive case on it or something. Nope, just a leather case. How the heck did it survive a 5,500 foot fall and not disintegrate? That may be only the ones the heavens could answer, Ryan. But one thing we did learn from this, there's no reason to spend $100+ on a case. And secondly, if you're gonna let your phone fly and fall, let it fall into a bed of leaves. It's your phone's best bet for survival. Oh yes, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us just like Ryan did at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Humpty Dumpty Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. But until then, I hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. Sorry today's show is so short. Hopefully tomorrow's will be a little bit longer. And thank you, as always, for listening.